This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting you to bicycle events and updates in Tucson.
Hi, I'm Sophia Gonzalez, and I'm one of your hosts of Pedaling the Pueblo. Today, we invite Chuck Marum, professional engineer and founder of Strong Towns, to join us. Chuck, can you tell Tucsonans more about yourself and this concept?
Hi, Sophia. The way we talk about Strong Towns is more of like diet and exercise instead of like a destination. It's more of a journey, a practice. Are we doing Strong Towns types of things? And a Strong Town is a place that at the base can financially take care of itself. And beyond that is a place where people can walk and safely get around, can enjoy their neighborhoods and experience a very high quality of life. I'm excited to come and chat with you all about that.
To start us off, let's get grounded in the street. When you're on a bicycle, what are the things that you notice?
I right away pick up when I'm biking, what feels safe and what doesn't. What is designed with bike as an afterthought and what is actually designed in consideration of them. A lot of it is about speed and separation. So if you're on a bike and you're mere feet away from someone driving at lethal speeds, that's an incredibly dangerous situation. And so if cars are going quickly, there needs to be separation between you and the driving surface. If cars are driving slowly, or if it's a very visible place where you can bike right in the traffic lane, cars will slow down for you. They'll accommodate you. You'll be part of the traffic stream. Traffic is driving at human speeds.
Now zooming out, you're on a tour. Part of this tour, you're sharing what you've learned about strategizing and street design, really identifying these bottom-up strategies. When did your perspective on how we invest in streets completely shift?
It was clear to me that the investments we were making, the way we were building our cities, was actually bankrupting us. The growth pattern that we use gives cities, in a sense, a sugar high of financial growth in exchange for these long-term liabilities. I started to recognize that what our neighborhood needed more than anything was to thicken up, to become better places to live for the people who are there today. And there's no kind of grand central top-down strategy that can do that. There's a very block-level, highly nuanced strategy that will change from neighborhood to neighborhood and then sometimes from block to block. There's things that we can do if we focus on the urgent needs of people.
And now Strong Towns and you are actually physically joining us in Tucson this month. Can we hear those dates and those locations?
I'm going to be at the Annex Tuesday, November 16th at 6 o'clock. I will be at UA Wednesday in the morning. That will start at 8 a.m. You guys have a website, strongtownstucson.org, where people can get all the details on both of those.
Another important date coming up is the Observation of World Day of Remembrance, and this is for traffic victims. An international event to remember the millions of victims of traffic violence throughout the world. Chuck, with your background as someone really keyed into street design, can you tell us a little bit about how these deaths and injuries are actually preventable?
Well, the book that has just come out is Confessions of a Recovering Engineer. In the very first chapter, I talk about the death of a young girl in a city where I was speaking. We had gone out and looked at this very dangerous crossing during the day, and then I spoke in the evening, and then that night, mom with two kids were crossing the street and were hit, and a 7-year-old girl died needlessly. Makes you angry when you look at the street and understand that the primary rationale for the design, from the width of the lanes to the number of lanes to the removal of the trees, the actual design speed, all of it was based on the insight that we are better off as humans if we can move vehicles quickly, including in the center of town. This is a mindset that comes out of the Great Depression and World War II. By doing what we do today, we're not only endangering people's lives, 40,000 people will die this year on our streets. We're not only killing lots of people, but we're actually doing it while making ourselves poorer. And that is the leftover dregs of a failed ideology, and that ideology needs to deeply change.
We will have more information about the World Day of Remembrance coming out in different calls to action. At this time, we are also looking to hear your story. If you or someone you know has experienced traffic violence, we would love to hear your story at livingstreetsalliance.org/your story. Chuck, it was great to have you on the show. Thank you for walking us through some of those things that will be really helpful in the future of how we look at our streets differently.
Thank you, Sophia. It's great to talk to you. Thank you for all the work that you do to give voice to people who have suffered in this system. I'm really excited to come to Tucson and give that voice some steps to where you can take things in your own hands and make your city a safer and better place to be.
Pedaling the Pueblo is supported by the City of Tucson Department of Transportation and Mobility.